Well, we close out what I hope has been for you a good show here. We always enjoy being invited by Steve Gregorian, the Detroit Economic Club. WJR, the only people that are invited to broadcast from this. And a great luncheon at the Motor City Casino featuring Jim Fitterling, the chairman and CEO of Dow. Don't take it from me, though. Take it from a guy we know and trust very, very much, Daniel Howes, senior editor, business columnist for the Detroit News. You sat in there. I've heard Jim Fitterling talk a number of times, but I wasn't there today. I presume he did the usual excellent job.
Yeah, he did. I moderated a conversation with him, and we had a pretty wide ranging talk about energy, carbonization, a little bit about politics, but more as how public policy intersects with the business.
That advanced nuclear reactor project in Texas, the small modular reactors, that's huge.
It's huge, and it's little and huge apparently. But
yeah.
It doesn't have the same risk profile as he explains it, but it's fairly new, it sounds like. What I found interesting was, I'm sure I'll butcher this, but they produce like 10 gigawatts of power a day, which is on a scale with the DTE Energy.
Really?
I mean, you don't think, at least I don't, you know, you think of Dow Chemical, that's what you think, right? But they're producing enormous amounts of energy that they consume and use for their processes in production to build chemicals and other processes.
And as he has explained, I'm sure, to this crowd and to us earlier and a few months ago when he first brought this up to us, it's really safe. It's like walk away safe. If something goes wrong, it just shuts down. And let's face it, anything that has nuclear in the name worries people. And we have to kind of get over that.
Well, yeah, and there are countries all over the world. I mean, France gets about 60% of its power from nuke, at least I think, at least that. You know, they use it in Ukraine. It's a big issue. You know, the Zaporizhia nuclear plant is constantly being raised as a potential. Could there be some kind of catastrophe? And, of course, Ukraine is where why am I drawing a blank?
I don't know, but it doesn't. I mean, don't worry about it.
Chernobyl is where Chernobyl happened. So, I mean,
Ukraine is where Chernobyl happened?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny? How many of us, can I say, showing of hands? No hands go up. I never would have said Ukraine. Oh, you did, Tony? Tony did? Come on, Rieger. You knew it was Ukraine?
I would have said Russia.
I would have said Russia would have been my quick, easy answer, because that's how it was covered by the news.
But it was part of the Soviet Union at the time.
Back then it was
so,
Russia.
So that and credited with hastening the downfall of Gorbachev and the Soviets.
Well, there you are. So as the moderator, Daniel Howes of the Detroit News, you came to this opportunity, and it's quite an honor that they chose you. Was there something that you had in your back pocket that you couldn't wait to spring on him?
Yes and no. I was interested as a Michigan CEO what his view was on Michigan's competitiveness, what he would want to change if he could, wave a wand and change policy.
Anything stand out in your mind?
Well, not really, although I thought it was really interesting. It got me excited because of something else we're working on at the Detroit News when he talked about immigration policy. And he talked about it in the context of being able to attract talent. And there's this assumption by a lot of anti-immigration folks that this country can produce all of the talent it needs for its economy. And the fact of the matter is that's just flat not true. And the harder you make it, and it's interesting, the people that are really keying in on our problems from a policy perspective are the Canadians, because they're right next door. And they are one of the biggest competitive threats to us for talent, say in the auto space and in the tech space. And they are poaching talent a lot.
Daniel, am I missing out? Are there a bunch of people in this country who do not understand the importance of legal immigrants to our country?
Well, listen to some of the rhetoric, and I mean, you had a very far-reaching immigration bill that made it to the Senate and eventually died, and a lot of folks believe that it was because of partisan politics driven by former President Trump. That seems to be exactly what happened, and we're going to have to make some progress on this, and we're not making progress on it. And the next administration, whoever it is, if they ignore it, they ignore it at their peril and our peril here in Michigan and places where we need advanced technical talent.
Tell me what fellow Worcester College graduate like her dad, your daughter Isabel, what's Isabel up to?
She's a manager of international government affairs at Ford.
Wow.
And is doing a lot of very interesting things and running and helping work on the geopolitical risk team and other things. So she's very – and she's also, you'll be happy to know, as a Wolverine, she's in an MBA program in Michigan.
Oh, good. I'm very happy to know. But I was thrilled that she was following in your footsteps at Worcester. And Marguerite, her mom, and your lovely wife, I haven't seen her in a long time.
She's doing well, hanging in there, staying very active, working a lot, and all's well.
Good. Always good to see you, my friend. Always especially good to actually see you.
Yes, and I feel the same way.
All right.
All right, Dub.
There it is. There it is. And it's Dub, D-U-B.
D-U-B, as in Paul W.
Why does Daniel House call you Dumb?
Not Dumb, Dub, as in Paul W.
Thank you. Daniel House, senior editor, business columnist, Detroit News, and he was called upon with quite an honor to handle the duties today. We got to go. Thanks to the whole team. I wish I could say it all. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Regards, Paul W. Smith.